Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I am Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 17 of season 1.
17 already.
Yeah.
Time flies by, but yeah. We've discussed that multiple times.
Yeah, maybe we should say Happy New Year again, because we're now in 2019, first episode of 2019.
Yes, happy 2019 with lots of health and prosperity and things like that.
Yeah, and I hope you all will keep listening to our podcast, even when we don't do holiday specials, because the holidays will be
we're more than that.
I hope our listeners think about us as well, yes, in that regard.
So go on and jump right in and give you what you tune in for. What is the crisp of this week?
The crisp of this week is a special one. It's again from Snack Day. It's again a limited edition. It's a potato crisp. And the flavor is pulled pork and honey.
Sounds good.
And it's a special British selected potato cooked in high oleic sunflower oil for the perfect crisp.
High oleic?
Yeah, high oleic. I had to look oleic up. But
yes,
I read several websites, and to be honest, I still don't know what it is. What I do think it means is that it's just oil percentage. So the sunflower oil that they used had a high fat percentage in it, and it's very fatty.
But if no one knows what it means, why would you put it on your bag of crisps?
That's a great question, my friend. I didn't design this bag of crisps. So maybe we can send a questionnaire to the brand. I will look. I'm now looking if they have an email address or something printed on. They have a post address, so we can send them a letter if you want.
Don't they have a telephone number? Hey, I see that you have high oleic crisp. What the fuck is that?
I don't see a telephone number just yet, but we keep the listeners posted. If we find it, then we may call them up.
Question before we start this quest.
Yeah.
Are we really going to do this, or are we just...
I don't know. You don't have a job yet, so maybe you have to... Oh, and what is particularly good to mention is that there is also a little note saying that this is smoky flavor.
Smoky flavor.
Yeah.
How do they do that with a bottle of liquid smoke?
Probably. I don't know. Liquid smoke is kind of expensive, I believe, right?
It's something you can get in the United States, I believe.
Yeah.
But
not, it's quite hard to
come
by
in
the Netherlands.
I haven't seen it in a supermarket here.
I don't think they would sell it in a supermarket. Probably in a specialized
food shop or
something.
High oleic and
smoky pulled pork honey flavor. Limited edition potato crisp.
So it's pulled pork.
Pulled
pork. Can Jews and Muslims eat these crisps because there's pork in it?
I'm reading the ingredients. I have to say that I see here that there is actually no real pork in it. So I think so.
Okay.
And they were produced in the United Kingdom.
So basically, it's bullshit what they say. There's no pork in it, but it should taste like pulled pork.
Yeah.
Let's taste it.
Let's first smell them. I'm opening the bag up. Okay, they have... They don't smell like anything, to be honest.
Yeah, a bit, faint hint of herbs. I just grabbed
some to try
out. Here you go. Okay, so this should be pulled pork honey. Let's taste what if it's more pulled pork or if it's more honey, or if it's genuinely pulled pork honey. Crunch is good.
Yeah.
Don't get the smoky yet.
Me neither. They're a little salty. It tastes a little bit of sweetness, yeah. But if you can call that honey, that's maybe a stretch.
No, when I tried the first crisp, I thought, oh yeah, this could become something very good, but it actually doesn't have that much taste.
No. I don't really get the pulled pork or the honey.
No.
And the smokiness is also...
No.
They are really crunchy, so they...
Yes.
Yeah. Should we do a quick roundup or do you want to taste some more?
No, I'll just keep eating these. I still have three, but...
Okay.
Four, but
so,
go on.
Smell. What do you think of smell?
Yeah.
Faint, huh? There wasn't a lot of smell.
No.
Texture? What?
Texture is good. They have
texture,
a good crunch.
Yeah, the crunch is great.
Yes.
But they are... Well, very good crunch. Flavor?
Also a bit faint. I expected more of it.
There's a little bit of spice, like black peppercorns or something. There's not too much of it.
Yeah.
I would give them maybe 1.5 stars, maybe 2, because they aren't that.
I don't think they are horrible to eat.
No, they aren't horrible to eat.
You can easily eat them, but they are not that exciting. So I would give them 2 as well.
Yeah, I would say these crisps. If I had to summarize them in one word, it's boring. It's a boring crisp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree on that.
Not something I would
recommend.
So now
let's finish this bag.
Yeah, we will find some way to get rid of them.
So, one and a half, 2 bags? Something like that?
Yeah, 1.5, 2 bags, yeah.
Let's go on with the trivia then.
So, Marijn, you prepared a nice little
trivia
for us.
Because we had honey pulled pork or pulled pork honey. What this was?
Pulled pork honey, yeah. Now, when I first told you that I bought
both, we couldn't discern both of the those tastes, but I thought, okay, honey, that's something I can work with.
Yeah, you looked forward to these crisps.
Yes, I have found a couple of facts, which are nice to know. Most importantly, because we are food critics, in a way, I wanted to share with the people that different types of flours also result in a subtly discernible change in the taste of the honey.
That's, but that's also why you can see when you go to a store where they have multiple pots of honey on sale, multiple different brands. They mostly say that they are. You have, I don't know, you have meadow honey, you have flower honey, and sometimes you have even, I once found lavender honey that was supposedly only made from honey from bees that only went to lavender flowers, I believe. Which sounds...
And what was the taste?
Lavender-like. Faintly.
Faintly,
yeah.
But still, I thought this was a little
trivia. This is interesting trivia.
I found that you need about 3,500 honeybees to make 1 pound of money, and they need to fly 55,000 miles to make it.
Yeah. So for everybody that doesn't live in a country that they use a stupid calculating system with it, that's 88,000 kilometers and 0.5 kilo of honey. And then still 3,500 bees, of course.
Yes. So, yeah. And bees must visit up to 2 million flowers to get that 1 pound of honey.
Yeah.
Or that
0.5 kilo.
0.45.
0.45 kilo. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I thought that I should mention it. Bees are interesting little creatures. And
Hard
do have you on Facebook? There was a Yeah, not really a challenge, but I believe it was Morgan Freeman who said that you should keep a spoon of sugar in your backyard so that tired bees could
use it to nutrition themselves.
Yes, they can eat the sugars and then be energized again.
To be honest, I don't spend that much time on Facebook lately.
Oh, okay.
And
it wasn't lately, it was a couple of months ago.
I haven't been on Facebook since... I think I haven't been on Facebook since our last show in August.
Which was our last show in August?
Yeah.
Oh, our last show in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I sometimes click on Facebook to, I don't know, find pictures of women you like or something. Like when you tell me that there are girls you like, I always look them up on Facebook, and that's it. and that's all I do.
I'm so happy that not only Facebook but also you watches over my shoulder.
Yeah, that's what I do on Facebook nowadays. So I think I open Facebook. Maybe
you should open a private detective.
I'm busy enough at the moment. Oh, okay. But I would think about it. No, but if I had a backyard, I would certainly put a spoonful of
sugar. Well, you have a front yard.
Yeah, I have a front yard, indeed.
So you could put it there, and you can do it right now.
I could do it right now, but it's middle of the winter. I don't know how many bees are still around.
Okay. If there are not many bees around right now, that spoon of sugar will just stay there.
Yeah, and then all kind of other ferments, like rats. And
you live in the center of Amsterdam. Yeah, there you might attract a couple of rats.
Not really the center, but there are some rats in this neighborhood.
Yeah, you live near water, so rats should be no problem attracting.
No, yeah, so I'm not doing that. let's make that clear.
Okay, you can wait for it till spring.
Yeah, I will do it in spring. That's like 2 months away, right?
So, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, that's so
if you have any plans helping bees, send us tips how to do it to honey@iratecrisps.com.
Yeah.
Or bees@iratecrisps.com.
Or just write us a comment underneath this episode you're listening to right now. Or
also a good idea.
Yeah, or tweet at us. You can do that as well.
Yes, and we are very interested.
Yeah, we're very interested in honey.
Yeah, and bees.
And bees. Especially Marijn. Marijn is planning to do an interview with David Attenborough only about honey and bees.
Why not? That would be great.
Yeah.
Or Morgan Freeman, for that matter. But maybe we trail off a little bit too much.
I think we trail off a little bit indeed. No, let's go on with the next chapter of this episode. So, Marijn, I was in Berlin during the Christmas.
How was your time there?
It was very
nice. You spent New Year's Eve there.
I spent New Year's Eve there. It was the funny thing is that the German people are a little bit more reserved. Also during their celebration of the New Year, so they lit some fireworks. There were some little bangs, but it was mostly what you call in Dutch siervuurwerk, or elegant
fireworks.
Not only bangs, but more with the lights and the dazzles and the different colors.
I believe they don't have a ban on fireworks in Germany, so you could light fireworks all year, I believe.
I don't know.
Our rules are a little bit less strict because there are people from Holland who want a bigger, or from the Netherlands, who want a bigger bang, who get their fireworks in Germany or Belgium.
Okay, then, and I didn't know that you could light fireworks all year round.
I must say I'm not completely sure, but I thought rules were a little bit less strict in Germany. Okay, but
good to know.
But still, you were there, not much firework.
There wasn't a lot of firework. It was cool, and we before New Year's, we went to an exhibition in an exhibition center. It was called the Gropiusbau, and was a very interesting exhibition about an art dealer that dealt in art during the Second World War and just before that, and he made all kinds of deals that were maybe a little bit on the wrong side of history, but he also helped out a lot of people to not get found by the Nazis and stuff. So he was actually he was a little bit of a double figure, but he was interesting. But the story isn't about that. The story was about buying a ticket in this Gropiusbau.
Yes.
Because what was very interesting was that you could get a discount if you had a disability, as you can mostly do in a lot of museums.
Yes.
And this kind of entertainment things. And what was interesting, though, that is that you had to have proof that you were disabled for more than 50%. 50.
How are they going to measure that right on the spot when you enter?
Yeah, that was the big thing. So apparently in Germany, you get a card that says that you are disabled. You get something of a...
Okay.
There's probably... Apparently there is a membership for disabled people, and I felt left out. I felt that I should have been a member of this fine organization.
Yes.
Of disabled people, and I apparently wasn't. Of course, I'm not a German citizen, and I'm not in Germany that much of the year. I'm barely there for a week a year, less even. So.
Well, you've been to Germany a couple of times this year, I believe. You also had that internship.
I had also that PhD.
That was an interview.
Yeah. Now, okay, so I've been to Germany a couple of times this year, but I'm not there often. I couldn't say that. There are like 80 million people that are there more than I am.
Okay.
The German citizens.
Okay, yeah.
And they apparently have some kind of membership for disabled people. And I feel left out.
You know you are disabled for quite some time.
Yeah.
And the authorities know that for quite some time.
Yeah,
as
here
well.
In the Netherlands. But here in the Netherlands, you don't get a nice little membership card.
No, that's true. But
I want to be identifiable. I want to be proud and show people my disability card.
Oh my God! That you want to be part of the LGBTQRSTEDV group?
Do those people have membership cards that say that they have a different sexuality? Then
I don't know it, but maybe they want to. And you feel left out.
No, I didn't say I felt left out in a group that I belong in.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I belong to this group.
Okay, yeah.
I'm quite sure that I belong to this group of disabled people that should get a discount in this museum. But apparently, I need some kind of membership card that I didn't have and still do not have. And I believe you don't have that as well.
No, no, no.
And I felt like the people that are supposed to be my allies, the other disabled people, they have created a new system, a new little club, and I am not a member of this club, and I felt left out.
Maybe they sent a leaflet to your parents, but your parents threw it away because they thought it wasn't interesting.
Yeah, Marijn, I can explain it better. Okay, look, I'm of Jewish descent.
Yeah.
And as a lot of people know, unofficially, the Jews run the world, and we have the secret Jewish council, which is once a year. We everybody discusses.
You are even left out by those.
No. Let me finish the joke. Now you spoiled the whole joke.
Sorry.
I'm not even going to finish it now.
Oh, sorry.
Poor people that are listening to this podcast, they don't get the joke they were expecting to have.
I feel bad about it now. I should have kept my big mouth.
Now we're going on to the next subject, I think.
I still wanted to know how they are going to measure this 50%.
Oh yeah, that's really interesting as well. So I tried to look this up, I tried to, because I was like, there is a membership form, so they also probably have some measurement to make sure that the members of this club are indeed rightful members of this club.
Yes.
And but I couldn't find any particular way they measure you. They measure your disability. So there is some doctor that then says you are more than 50% disabled.
Yes.
And that is kind of strange because they do that on they don't have a system for that in place, at least not one that I could find through the means of the internet and other types of research that
but that is a because German doctor.
That's a German doctor because it's a German law. So I presume that's a German doctor. But it's a little bit the same as the company in the Netherlands called, or the organization in the Netherlands called the UWV.
Yes.
You have known. You
work there?
Yeah. I work there. And at the UWV, they have. They also can somehow calculate the percentage of your disability, and then they can see how much you can still work or in what capacity you can still do some labor, work, whatever. And then with that percentage in mind, they calculate the amount of welfare you get, right?
Yes, that's
and
true.
And to be honest, I work there, but I'm not privy to the meetings that they have devised to make this system, so I'm not really sure how that works.
But that's mostly to measure the amount of labor you can do, and not measuring your handicap.
No, that's
you
true,
get a percentage, but that's
no,
not.
But you get a percentage, but you only get a percentage if you have a disability. So
yes,
it is,
that's true.
So
but
in a sense, it's a disability percentage. In a sense, it's not really, but
no.
But you get what I mean.
No,
you
but yes, you get, I understand where.
You understand where I'm trying to go, right?
Yes. And then, indeed, why don't we get those passes which say, okay, you're this many percent handicapped, so that we can show it in Germany if you want to go to a museum?
To be honest, there are more countries in France and other countries. They also often ask you for some kind of proof, some kind of document that says that you are truly disabled. And only in the Netherlands is, I think it's the only country that I know of that they just don't do such a. Then the UK, they don't do it either. But sorry, so in the Netherlands, the UK, I don't know. It's strange. I think it's a strange system that they somehow they believe that there are people that really want this discount and thus fake
disability.
Fake disability. And I mean, the world is full of horrible people. I believe in that as well. I believe that that's probably true and that there are probably people that are as sick as and twisted to do this kind of stuff. But in my opinion, you should never go out from people that want to do wrong.
No, but our society gets more and more mistrustful towards people
nowadays.
So,
true.
So maybe in a while we also get a card in the mail that says you are this many percent handicapped.
Maybe. I hope so. Because then we can get discounts.
Yes.
It's all about the discounts, baby.
Let us get discount.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to end this this part with that. Let us get discount.
Yes, discount. We want discount. So, today we talked about the honey pulled pork honey crisps by, what was the brand again?
Snack Daily. And they were limited edition. With special high oleic sunflower oil to for the perfect crisps. And the crisp was very good. But the crisp overall was...
It's a bit mediocre.
Less than mediocre.
Less than mediocre.
Boring.
And it got two... We gave two. 1.5 to 2.
Yeah, 1.5 to 2 bags. Then we talked about a bees.
And honey.
And the crazy amount of work bees have to do to make that sweet, sweet honey. Did you see what I did there?
is a crazy amount of work.
No, you know, sweet, and then honey.
Oh, you made a pun.
Yeah, I made a pun.
Is that our first pun?
Of the year?
Of the year, especially.
Of the year, I think. But we made more puns than this. We just never punched out this much.
Yeah, I heard it, but it wasn't... Marijn is still in his vacation mood.
In the holiday mood.
So, after that, we talked about percentage of being handicapped.
Yeah, and the club, the disability club that we are apparently not members in.
Yes, and discount we should get. Yeah. Very important discount.
Sure. Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. So please remember to subscribe.
Share. Leave a comment down below.
Write a review. That would really help.
Yes.
If you have any questions, write an email to podcast@iratechris.com. And until next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.